Our next public hearing was a conditional or change of zone number 1636, Mark L. Mumford.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to have the opportunity to, since it wasn't part of the public record presented tonight, to be able to review the zoning of some of the nearby properties in terms of their comparable sizes and the zoning that they have, because frankly, going over a quarter of an acre leaves not a whole lot that you can do with it. And then the Belldot comes into the picture with their entrance permit and their land taking, and you know, what are we talking? We're talking about enough left over for a monument.
Seems a difficult site by itself. Since it's AR around, it would be residential zoning. With the CR1 zone, the front's going to be 60. The side on Church Street is going to be at least 15.
It's not.
The side on the west side is going to be 20, and the rear is going to be 30. So that's taking 90 feet off.
You got what, 10 feet or 10 feet left?
10 foot left unless they get additional properties.
Well, this is what I was, my thinking is that this clearly is an area where there needs to be an assemblage before there's any kind of action taken, in my humble opinion. It's just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense knowing what our ordinance will require if in fact we were to grant it. But I'm not saying that I wouldn't consider it if it were an assemblage of five or six properties there where they had some size to them and so on. So that's just where I am on it, though.
Well, I think it's coming. I think that area is coming to probably commercial sometime, but I agree with you on this.
At this location, because of the environmentally sensitive area, the way it's mapped and it's considered a growth area, it's 600 foot off center from the right of way of Beaver Dam Road and 600.
Yeah, 600, right?
600.
Mm-hmm.
For inclusion in the environmentally sensitive.
600. Off of 9, and it absorbs both quite a distance down west of this site before it opens up in this interior part to be 600. I think it almost goes all the way but down to the Dow Electric Co-op or Delmarva Power, whichever that substation is. So you get the two lines crossing as far as land use plan shows, environmentally sensitive. The difficulty is, zoning-wise, it's a single parcel, it's almost non-buildable. And if they even wanted to put a billboard on it, they had to go to Board of Adjustment to do a billboard. That's a tough parcel by itself.
Yes, sir.
I have a question over council. Is there, given the fact that there's a number of separate parcels and separate owners involved, is there a way that either the commission or the county council on its own initiative could initiate a comprehensive rezoning of a number of the parcels?
There is. In the zoning code,
obviously we'd have to just work with the property owners involved, but just
the county. It's actually 115.216. Obviously, an applicant, a homeowner, or a property owner, could apply for a change of zone, which happens all the time.
Right.
County council can do it, and it says any such amendment may be initiated by resolution of the county council or by motion of the planning and zoning commission. Or by petition of the property owner addressed to county council. So there's any one of those three ways to sort of start the ball rolling.
Years ago, we did that not on a regular basis, but we looked at GR property more specifically and tried to determine if it wasn't being developed, if it should be eliminated so that GR could be created in another location where it's more needed and more appropriate.
Right.
Because a lot of the land that was owned GR in 1971 was really poor land. It was either an accumulation of mobiles or it was poor land that looked like it could be utilized for mobile homes. And we did several for a couple years, and then we got into a situation at Smithville, out on the out near Woodenhawk, almost in at Maryland line, that the half the property owners came in and opposed.
Right.
And at that point, council said, "Don't do that anymore." Basically.
And that's risky,
an individual
right?
plot.
Yeah.
So we zoned those ones that were in support and rejected the ones that opposed. So half of them stayed at GR and half went to AR.
I think it would be worth doing a little research on. I mean, it's not, apparently it's something we can do, but haven't done. It hasn't been done since I've been on here.
Yeah, I'm not aware of it.
But in that area, it would certainly make some sense, because it clearly it's not going to be viable for much in the way of residential development, or you know. So, but to rezone one quarter acre parcel just doesn't make it's useless.
Well, I would add to that, and while we were in the process of looking at the land use plan, and because of the time it took to do that, there was an individual and a family, individuals at that site, almost next door to this site, that had three parcels, I believe, that were desirous of applying for rezoning and couldn't at that time.
Right.
Moved on and just gave up trying. I haven't heard from him since.
He made reference to must have been the same property.
Because he said three.
He said talk to the new whoever owns it now. He
I remember
has,
the gentleman's
he's had
name.
Some conversation with. And
because I think you'd like to know how it makes out.
They could
put,
well, yeah, if you could put an assembly together there.
Well, we could show you what's on pretty readily, I think, with pulling tax map information and what's on improvements on the parcels, and show you the environmentally or the environmentally sensitive development area, how it crosses through that area, and give you a feel for it the next meeting if you want.
Okay. Council, are we procedurally, what's the correct way to handle this? Are we going to do this as part of this application, or are we going to dispose of this application? And
I think you need to dispose of this application. It's a matter that's been on the agenda that you need to act on. If you're going to look at, you know, a larger assemblage, as we've been saying, I think that, as somebody said, there needs to be some legwork done separately. But, yeah, this needs to be acted on
okay.
as it stands.
Well, as it stands, I don't think it's particularly a good idea, sir, but you may differ.
Well, I think my comments were along your lines, but in an attempt to put together a reasonable and educated motion, Mr. Chairman, I move that concerning condition change zone number 1636, Mark Al Mumford, that the commission defer for further consideration.
Second.
The moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1636, Mark L. Mumford. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?